I thank you for this day. I thank you for the blessing of it. Father, you didn't have to do it, but you did. You gave us another chance, another opportunity to see a new day. Father, this is a day that we never seen before and we'll never see again. Father, I just pray that your will be done. Now, Lord God, as we get ready to hear the word of God, hear the break bread and be fed, Father, I pray that you will speak to me and through me. Lord God, I thank you that this word will go forth. It will accomplish just what it set out to do. It will not return back void. And I thank you, Lord, it's gone without being hindered in no means, in no way. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. All right, then, what we're going to talk about today and what we was talking about last week, we talking about, is there a cause? You know, when David was got ready to face the giant there, Goliath, when he had the giant had defiled the Israel army, talking about them, challenging them, provoking them in all kinds of ways, and put fear in the hearts and the minds of the people. When David came along and he heard all of this commotion, all of this going on, and I want you to know the things that, go to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 17. Let me just share some things that Goliath was doing, how he was provoking them, calling them out. But I want you to know David was ready for him. David wasn't bagging down. David had a cause. Watch what it says here. Let me just show you. Look in 1 Samuel, just a backdrop of what we talked about last week. 1 Samuel 17, verses. Let's just read verses. Verse 8. It say, and he stood and cried unto the army of Israel and said unto them. Now, this is the giant. This was the giant of Goliath. Every day, this is what he was doing. And he was calling them out. He was confronting them. He said, why are you come out to set your battle in a rage, and not I, a Philistine, and ye shall serve Saul. Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. In other words, he was challenging. In other words, he was calling him out. Look at verse 9. And if ye be able to fight with me, and to kill me, then will we be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then ye shall be our servant and serve us. Drop down to verses, look at 16. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself for 40 days and 40 nights. He did that for 40 days and 40 nights. What did he do? He called them out. If you send your chosen one down here and let's do battle, if he win, we'll serve you. If I win, then y'all serve me. He did that for 40 days and 40 nights, morning and evening. And when David got a whiff of that, I want you to know, David said this to him over there in the book of 1 Samuel 1 and 17. He says, is there not a cause? Is there not a call? In other words, David had a call. David had a call because the Philistine had called him out, called them out for battle. All the giant Goliath had put fear into them. They was afraid. But David said, is that a call? Is that not a call? In other words, if we got a reason, we got a motive, we got a call, we got to take care of this giant. We got to do battle with this giant. We're going to make a stand. David said, in other words, we're going to take a stand. I'm going to take a stand against this giant. Because he said, is that not a call? Yes, it was a call because of what the Philistine, the giant was doing there. And that's going to lead us up to today's message. Yes, that is a call. The title of this message, yes, that is a call. And David, he tried to steal the people. Just picking back up. He tried to steal the people to let them know not to be afraid. And I want you to know, you can go back over history where there was a call. People did great things. People did mighty things. Let's go back to, let's just think about Dr. Martin Luther King. That was a cause for him to do what he did in his day and his time. That was a cause. We don't have to get into all of the particulars. We know how he marched for the peoples back there, for all peoples back there, in other words. And it was a cause. It was something that he felt in his heart, in his mind, to do what he did. He stood up. He stood up because it was a call for him to do that. Let's go back even a little bit further. What about Harry Tubman? Back there during the slavery time, how she escaped and went to the North and made 19 or more trips, several trips back to the South to free the slavers back there. It was for a cause. She went back many times and made trips. And I believe I read someplace they said that she helped set free. They call it the Underground Railroad. But it wasn't a physical train. Watch this here. It was a cause. People along the way helped her to do that. Had a safe haven. Transporting and helping people, leading people from the South to go back to go up North to gain the freedom. Watch this. It was for a cause. And people, when they do things because there's a cause there, they make a difference. They make great impact in people's lives. And she made and set free over 100,000 slavers back there. It was for a call that she go back and did what she did. And she had peoples along the way supplying food, supplying shelter, and even hiding peoples out. That was the Underground Railroad right there. Wasn't a literary train, but was people coming together for a common call, working together because it was a call for them to do that. And that leads us up to, what about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? He came to earth and to die for your sin and my sin. It was for a call that we could get back in right standing, right relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was for a call that Jesus went to the cross for you and I. People laid their lives on the line for a cause. People laid their lives, literally laid their lives on the line for the cause. And that's why it brings us up to today. Jesus did it. Other people did it for a cause. And that's why when we find out that is a call, it's take commitment. It's take endurance. It's take dedication. Because when you embark on a cause. Watch this here. When you embark on a cause, you're going to come against opposition. You're going to come against tests. You're going to come against discouragement. You're going to come against frustration. You're going to come against a lot of things. But if the commitment is made to the call, you'll see it through. It's all about the call. If you see the call, you know the call, and you stay the course, you'll see it come to pass. You'll see it make an impact in other people's lives. Look what Jesus did. It was for a cause that he come down and go to the cross. He had to go that you and I could get back in the right relationship, right standard with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It was for a cause that these people did that, and they made a commitment. What make people get behind a call and be so dedicated, so committed, and endure hardship and go through it? What motivate people to do that? What caused that? I tell you what, they see the call. They see the need. And they get behind that call. And they get behind that need. And they do everything that they can to bring it to pass. And many times, it makes such impact in other people's lives. It'd be such a blessing. Have we got behind any call? There's some people never got behind anything. There's some people never got on board with anything. There's some people that's never seen the need. They never seen the need. But there's a cause. Like David said, is there not a cause? My question to you today, my answer to you today, that is a cause as being a Christian for you to make a difference on earth. You is his hand. You is his feet. You is his mouth. You is a spokesman for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He didn't just make a way for you to get saved. He didn't just set you free, brought you out of whatever you done been in, involved in. He did it where you can go back and tell somebody. Christian, now being a Christian, it's not easy, but it takes persevere. It takes endurance. It takes a commitment that you're going to live a life and you're going to let your light shine in earth today. You're doing it for a cause. Why do people back up? Why do people backslide? Why do people go back? Why they started off, but some way, somehow, they ran out of steam because they wasn't ready for the commitment. They wasn't ready for the dedication. They wasn't ready for the persecution. Come on now. It's not easy being a Christian. But you can do it. You and I, we can do it if we commit it. Come on now. If we're going to endure it. What did Jesus tell of those? You cannot be my disciple if you don't hate not your mother, your brother, your sister. Not literally hate, but you got to have more love. Come on now. You got to have more love for him than your mother, your brother, and your sister. Come on now. Your husband, your wife, whoever they may be. In other words, he want to be first. He don't want to be on the back burner. He want to be first in your life. It's for a call that you could be an example, that you could be a demonstrating the life of Jesus. Being a Christian, you pick up your cross. We all have a cross. It's costly. And I think many times, let's go to the scripture right here. Let me just share this with you. Go to Luke. Luke 14, I believe it is. It's not in my notes, but I think it'll be worth reading. Look at the book of Luke. Luke chapter 14. Look at Luke chapter 14. I want you to know here's a cause. It is a call. Yes, it is a call for you to be a Christian, for you to be a believer. But it takes preparation. It takes dedication. It takes commitment. It takes a desire. Watch what Jesus says over here. Luke 14. Look at verses number 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yea, and his own life, also he cannot be my disciple. He said, if any man come after me, you got to hate. Not the type of hate that you just really dislike a person. You hate them. No, not that kind. In other words, you got to have more love for Christ than these people. You got to have more love. Watch what it says as it go on. It said, for which of you intend to build a tower? Sit not down first and count the cost. You got to count the cost. Don't you think Martin Luther King, he counted the cost? Don't you think that David, he counted the cost? Don't you think our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he counted the cost? He had a made up mind and a fixed heart that he was going to keep on keeping on. He was going on and on and on no matter what took place. We have to come to a place that we get attached. We come together behind a common cause. Get behind that cause and stay with it and see it come to pass. It's not going to be easy. It's take a commitment. It's take a dedication. It's take persevere. Watch this sound. It's take counting the cost. What if this take place? What if that take place? The mindset in the heart should be, Lord, I'm going on. Lord, I'm going on. That's why on Sunday we're going to be reaching out to people that they ran out of steam. They ran out of gas. They quit. God didn't quit on them, hadn't even gave up on them, but they quit on God. We want to reach out to people that need to get their commitment and dedication renewed. We want to reach out to people to help people to get back on course so they can get on down the highway and get to their destination. Come on now. It's take commitment. It's take a call. It's yes, it is a call. To be a Christian, that's a cause there. And it costs us something. It's not easy. But with him, we can do all things through Christ Jesus. We can make it. We can do it. That's why we have to encourage one another. That's why we have to pray for one another. That's why we have to help one another. He didn't just save you and I to say, Lord, I thank God that I'm going to heaven now. No, go back and tell somebody the goodness of the Lord. Tell him what he did for you. Tell him how he brought you out of your situation. Tell him somebody how he made a way for you. Tell somebody it's for a call to snatch him out the pits of hell. Tell somebody about. Let's read this here. Let's look at Paul. Let's go to the book of Acts. To the book of Acts. Acts chapter 21. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it's a cause. Yes, it is a cause. We have a cause, saying. Yes, we have a cause in our individual lives. In our collective life, yes, we have a call. Look at the book of Acts, Acts 21. No, let's just back up. Let's just start right here at 20:21. Acts 20 and 21. If you got it, say praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Acts 20 and 21. Watch what it says right here. It said, testify both of the Jews and also to the Greek. Repent towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the thing that shall befall me there. Here Paul, he getting ready to go to Jerusalem. He don't know what gonna befall them there. He don't know what kind of trial, what kind of test and situation he gonna have to face when he get there. But he did know this him. Before he even started his journey to be an apostle of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he knew that he was gonna go through trial, test, situation, hardship, and pain. Come on now. He knew that. But yes, he had a cause to do what he did. Look what it says here in 22. We read that. It says 23, say that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saying that bonds and affliction abide me. Now the Holy Spirit has spoke to him and let him know that there's going to be an affliction. There's going to be some tests and some trials you're going to go through if you go to Jerusalem. But watch what Paul said in 24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course. We got to finish our course. We done got started. We done got motivated. We done got going. Let's just keep on, keep on, keep on. Let's keep on. But none of, watch what Paul said. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry of which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul said, none of these things move me. Yes, it's going to be hardship. Yes, it's going to be pain. Yes, they're going to beat me. And some of these things, I don't even know what they're going to do. But guess what? I'm willing to press on. I'm willing to keep on. I'm willing because, yes, it's a call. If you don't have no call to operate and move in life, you don't get behind a cause bigger than yourself or support a cause, a vision. Many times we'll fall by the wayside because we don't have a reason. We're not motivated. Come on now. We're not motivated to do something. We don't have a reason to press on and to keep on. Oh, I go if I want to. Oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, not today. Oh, maybe tomorrow. Oh, no. When you got a call, you go when you don't feel like it. When you got a call, a cause, you go when it don't look good. You go when you know that his trouble lies ahead. Paul said he going. It's going to get better. Just stay with me. Watch what it says right here. Flip over just a little bit. 21 to the next chapter. 21 verses number 8. Notice what it says here. And the next day, y'all with me now? If you with me, say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got it. Okay. I thought we had it on the screen there. Amen. Look at 21 and 8. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came into Syria. And we entered into the house of Philip, the evangelist, which was one of the seven and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgin, which did prophesize. And we, number 10, and as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. Watch this here. Look at all the gifts that's operating right here. Look at the gifts operating here. First, we got Paul. Paul had the gift of wisdom, knowledge, and healing. And now look at Philip, the evangelist. to outreach, to go out and compel them to come in, to get saved, to get to know him. That gift is operating in operation. Look at verse 9. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. They had the gifts of prophecy. Look at 10. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. Watch what Agabus did. Prophesied to Paul. Verse number 11. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hand and feet, and said, watch this sound. He had Paul's belt, his girdle, and he bound his own hand and feet and said, thus said the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind a man that owned this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentile. Now here, Paul don't receive a prophecy by the prophet Agabus. He gave him a demonstration. He got his girdle, got his belt, and bound Paul's hand. And said, now when you go down there in Jerusalem, this what you're going to come up against. They're going to bind you up down there. They're going to come against you down there. Look at same scripture verses here. After the Holy Ghost spoke that, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man on this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentile. 12. And when we heard these things, we who? Those that was accompanying him, those that was with him, those that was in his company, those that were traveling with him. When they heard what was going to happen to Paul, watch this here. When they heard what was going to happen to Paul, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. They loved Paul. They knew what was going to be lying waiting for him. They knew what was going to take place. And they begged him, Paul, don't go to Jerusalem. Paul, don't go down there. There's going to be persecution. There'll be things that you're going to go through down there. And they're going to even throw you into prison as a possibility. And they did. Watch this here. And they begged him not to go. But because Paul, watch this here. Yes, that was a cause. When you got a call, you press on. When you got a call, you keep on. When you got a cause, you keep marching on no matter what. Watch this here. Verse 13, then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? Look at here. They was crying. Paul, don't go to Jerusalem. Don't go down there. They gonna come against you. They gonna throw you into prison. Paul said, he answered, what mean ye to weep? To break my heart. For I am not, look at here. Notice what Paul said. I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord. Paul said, I don't care about being bound. I don't care what trial. I don't care what test. I don't care what the situation that I got to go through. I don't even care because, yes, it's a call for me to go. And Paul went. He said, not only am I willing, notice what the scripture says right here in verse 13. Then Paul answered, what mean do you weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only. Paul said, I'm ready. I'm willing. Not only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord. He said, I give my life. If this was going to cost me, if this was is take, I'll give my life. Paul had a call. And I want you to know, look at verse number 14. And when he would not be persuaded, the peoples that were with him, his company, his companions, those that were traveling with him, accompanying him, they cried because they loved the Paul. They weep because they didn't want him to get hurt, go to prison, be abused, taken advantage of. They cried and weep. Paul said, no, I don't care about that. I'm willing to not only be bound, but to die for the name of our Lord. Say, and watch this. And what did Paul come back and say? And when he could not be persuaded, they could not talk him out of that. It don't take too much for us to talk ourselves out of the situation. Now, I ain't talking about people saying, don't go to church, don't go to church. We talk ourselves out. Come on now. We'll talk ourselves out. Don't get involved in that. We'll talk ourselves out. We ain't going over that. We talk ourselves out of things. But hell, the one that loved Paul, the ones that had been with Paul, traveled with Paul, that cared for Paul, they began to weep and to cry, not for him to go. They didn't want him to go. But Paul said, no, knows what he told them. After they couldn't persuade him not to go, and when he would not be persuaded, we ceased. They quit. They quit. They quit asking him. They quit saying the will of the Lord be done. They ceased after Paul wouldn't give in, after Paul couldn't be persuaded that he was going to Jerusalem. Because, yes, Paul had a cause. Paul went to Jerusalem. And guess what? Just like the prophet had prophesied, Agabus, this what he had prophesied, it took place. They bound him up and throwed him into prison. But guess what? Paul was on a mission. Paul had a call. Do you know when they bound him up and throwed him into prison? Do you know that's where we get to read pretty much all of the New Testament? That's where he did his right. That's how we can read about Paul in the book of Acts, Corinth, all of this. And he wrote that. Why did he go? Because Paul, yes, he had a cause. And he was willing to give his life. He was willing to die for the cause that he had. And many people, we can go back in the history book and look where people did great things to impact the world, to make a difference, to make changes. They was willing to die for the cause. We have to, in order to see things come to pass, we have to have the mindset. And saints, in this day and time, all we have to do is have a renewed mind. Lord, I'm going to follow after you. Lord, I'm going to be committed. Lord, I'm going to be dedicated. Lord, I'm going to stay focused. All we have to do this day is we're not at the point that we got to give up our life for it. Some places, some countries that Christians are doing that. But right here in the state, in the United States, we don't have to give our lives, not that I know of, you know, for that. All we have to do is press on and keep on and have a made up mind and a fixed heart that I'm going to see this thing come to pass. I'm going to be a sticker. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to be committed. I'm going to be dedicated, and I'm pressing on, and I'm going to keep on. Watch this end. Yes, this might happen. Yes, that might happen. Yes, this might take place. Yes, be prepared for things to go haywire. But it's not going haywire. Watch this end. It's not going haywire for you to give up and quit just because you ran into a little bump in the road, it's time for you to just regroup, bag up. Well, I don't, maybe my faith wasn't where it was supposed to be. Maybe I wasn't strong enough to step out like I did. Maybe I just wasn't ready for it. Just go back and start eating. Eat some more. Eat this word some more. Get stronger. Begin to exercise your faith. Begin to build your faith. Begin to walk by faith and not by sight. And not be moved by situation and circumstance. Come on now. We give up and quit too easy. Come on now. It's people's eyes right now that don't even go to church no more. Why? Because the pastor said something. Why? Because sister, so-and-so said something. Because somebody talked about it. And watch this. And I'll go back to so petty and because they're looking at me. They're looking at my dress. They're looking at my pad, what I have. We have to be steadfast. We have to have a made-up mind. And we looked at some people that had a focus. They endured hardship. They went through some things. And they was willing to give their life, yes, for the cause. Find a cause and get behind a cause and be a sticker. Find a reason that you do what you do. If you don't have a reason to do what you do, you'll give out a steam. You'll run out of gas. That won't be that endurance. That won't be that long suffering. That won't be that patience if you don't have a cause. Find the cause and get behind it and stay with it. Be a sticker. See it through. And guess what? Just do your part. Those with Paul, they just did their part. Those disciples that were with Jesus. Jesus was the one that had to go to the cross. He the one went. They just did their part. They just did their part. And they all had a part to play. You have a part to play. Get behind your cause. Get behind that cause and be a sticker. Get behind that cause. Yes, we do have a cause. If it ain't nothing, but just being a Christian, being a light in your home, on your job, in your community, in your church. Be a sticker. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Yes, we do have a cause. In closing, yes, we do have a cause. It's take endurance, saint. It's take persevere, saint. It's take being locked in on it. And you're going to see it through. And you can. Yes, you can. You can. And yes, you do have a call. If it ain't no more, let your light shine in this dark day and hour that we're living in. There's so much going on out there. But you can stand up. One of our granddaughters got saved last week, and we just say, just be a light. I said, did you tell somebody? Let me back up. I said, did you tell somebody? She said, yeah, I told one or two of my friends. The first lady said, you just be the light. Just make a difference. Just make a difference. And other things will stem from that. And I'm going to get ready to close them, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray in three different areas this morning. And then we're gonna be dismissed. Number one, I don't want to take anything for granted. I don't want to just say, yeah, okay, no. I want to pray in three different areas here. One of the areas, I want to pray for salvation. Those that don't know Jesus, don't have that relationship with him. And I want to pray, and the next one, I want to pray for the individual that said, well, you know, I walk with him. I fellowship with him. I got saved when I was 2. I got saved last year. But no longer am I walking with him. In other words, you done backslid, but you want to come back home. You want to be like the prodigal son. You want to come back home. That's the second one. And third, last but not least, anybody will say, well, I want to join forces with y'all. I want to be a part of what God is doing in the body of Christ. I just want to do my part. I want to be part of the church. I want to join the church. So in those three areas, right there, praying for salvation, anybody that want to be saved, anybody that been saved and backslid and want to come back home, and then the one that want to be a part of the church, just slip your hands up and I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, my brother. I want to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the blessing of it, Lord. Lord, we all have a cause, Father. And I thank you, Father, that we coming into the knowledge of the truth. Lord, we ask you to help us. And Lord, I pray for that individual that want to be saved. Hallelujah.